Agape love the other ball team. The commands to agape love your enemy, or from the seat of your human emotions, your heart, create a genuine benevolent care for the welfare of your enemies and fight and competition or care for the welfare of the other ball team. In our modern society, the word saint in word meaning is a wholly separated from the world person, and a saint is committed altogether for God kind of a person. Most want not to be identified as a saint, but want instead to be identified as a Christian, which is a very fine line that separates the Christian from being the same as the most wicked person in the world. Most Christian abhors the name saint, which named a man's self to be separate from the world, to be holy, separated from any unneeded competition between self and the world. Few have no idea what God means when he commands his saints against the word meaning a fight for vainglory. Did you know the Bible record is absolute and very clear? Without you create from the heart agape love for the other ball team, you will not be saved. Agape love not only applies to the other ball team, but to all other enemies in your life. Matt 5:44. But I say unto you, agape love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you, and persecute you. Today most professing Christians know more about the instruction for playing ball, and most will give more glory and honor to their star ball player than they know about or give glory and honor to their God. Multitudes of so-called Christians know more about the instructions from the ball game than they know about the instructions from the God of the Bible needed to save self. Some Christians know more about the history of the ball game, and they know about who has translated their Bibles the hope for their eternity. They know only about instruction for playing ball. Even in the continual conversation of a multitude of professing Christians is more about ball than about the things of God that will save self. 1 John 2:15. Agape love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man agape loves the world, the agape love of the Father is not in him. 2:16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 2:17. And the world passes away, and the lust there, but he that does works in the will of God abides forever. Acts 2:40. Be save yourselves from this crooked generation. Tim 4:16. Take heed to yourself and to the instructions. Continue in these things, for in doing these lawful works you shall save both yourself and them that hear you. Are you ever amazed to see two fighters, and both professing to be Christians, one in one corner, and the other in the other corner, both kneel down and both will make a sign of the cross, and then each will pray to his God for his help from his God just moments before they in a fierce competition try with all their might to beat hell and the life out of their opponents? Also you will see there is the professing Christian in a boxing competition with a Muslim, and both in their fighting corners on their knees praying to their gods to give them the brutal power to destroy their opponent, and to show their God is the greater God. Is there any sign of agape love, or the creation of a genuine benevolent care for the welfare of your opponent in such a brutal competition? What is even more amazing is the so-called Christian that will pay their money to come to see the fight. To watch as the specter will in their here commate vicarism to portray self as being in the ring, and in metal vicar make believer they become the fighter, and watch their choice for competition beat hell out of the opponent. If their choice does not win the competition, they will separate self from them. The command of God to agape love the other ball team absolute cannot be a part of the competition with creating from the heart a genuine benevolent care for the welfare of the other ball team, or you would do what is most disgusting, give them the goal and let the other team post without making competition. Some professing Christians are known to participate in riots after the ball game to exhibit their hatred for the other ball team. Don't even try and defend the competition and the ball games, because I have first-hand information, because I was forced because of circumstance for a season to live in the same Bradshaw house made for the football team at what is now identified as the Abilene Christians University. This education in my youth about the hate and competition of the other ball team in the universities is a bitter part of realizing how far from knowing God and the purpose of the saints is from the supposed institutions of a higher learning. What is so amazing, most of theses and tuitions for higher learning, without a ball team, the school becomes to the bottom of the list for choice for some Christian students learning to be future evangelists. 3:1. Behold what manner of agape love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God, and such we are. For this cause the world knows us not, because it knew him not. 3:2. Agape, beloved, now are we children of God, and it is not yet made manifest what we shall be. We know that, if he shall be manifested, we shall be like him, for we shall see him even as he is. 3:3. And everyone that has this hope set on him purifies himself, even as he is pure. 3. For everyone that does sin does also lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. 3. 5. And you know that he was manifested to take away sins, and in him is no sin. 3. 6. Anyone who abides in him sins not. Anyone who sins has not seen him, neither knows him. 3. 7. My little children, let no man lead you astray. He that does lawful works is legal or lawful, even as he is made by his works lawful. 3. 8. He that does sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. To this end was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 3. 9. Anyone who is begotten of God does no sin, because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin, because he is begotten of God. 3. 10. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Anyone who does not lawful works is not of God, neither he that agape loves not his brother. 3. 11. For this is the message which you heard from the beginning, that we should agape love one another. 3. 12. Not as Cain was of the evil one, and slew his brother. And therefore slew he him? Because his works were evil, and his brother's works were lawful. 3. 13. Marvel not, brethren, if the world hates you. 3. 14. We know that we have passed out of death into life, because we agape love the brethren. He that agape loves not abides in death. 3. 15. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. 3. 16. Hereby know we agape love, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. 3. 17. But whoso has the world's goods, and beholds his brother in need, and shuts up his compassion from him, how does the agape love of God abide in him? 3. 18. My little children, let us not agape love in word, neither with the tongue, but in deed and truth. 3. 19. Hereby shall we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our heart before him. 3. 20. Because if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knows all things. 3. 21. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, we have boldness toward God. 3. 22. And whatever we ask we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. 3. 23. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and agape love one another, even as he gave us commandment. 3. 24. And he that keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abides in us by the Spirit which he gave us. And 23. For 1 John 4. 4. 1. Agape, beloved, believe not every spirit, but prove the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 4. 2. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. 4. 3. And every spirit that confesses not Jesus is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, where you have heard that it comes, and now it is in the world already. 4. 4. You are of God, my little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 4. 5. They are of the world, therefore speak they as of the world, and the world hears them. 4. 6. We are of God. He that knows God hears us. He who is not of God hears us not. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 4. 7. Agape, beloved, let us agape love one another, for agape love is of God, and everyone that agape loves is begotten of God and knows God. 4. 8. He that agape loves not knows not God, for God is agape love. 4. 9. Herein was the agape love of God manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. 4. 10. Herein is agape love, not that we agape loved God, but that he agape loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 4. 11. Agape, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to agape love one another. 4. 12. No man has beheld God at any time. If we agape love one another, God abides in us, and his agape love is perfected in us. 4. 13. Hereby we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. 4. 14. And we have beheld, and bear witness, that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 4. 15. Anyone who shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. 4. 16. And we know, and have believed the agape love which God has in us. God is agape love, and he that abides in agape love abides in God, and God abides in him. 4. 17. Herein is agape love made perfect with us, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, even so are we in this world. 4. 18. There is no fear in agape love, but perfect agape love cast out fear, because fear has punishment, and he that fears is not made perfect in agape love. For 19 we agape love, because he first agape loved us. For 20 if a man say, I agape love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that agape loves not his brother, whom he has seen, cannot agape love God, whom he has not seen. For 21 and this commandment have we from him, that he, who agape loves God, agape love his brother also. And 23, 5 1 John 5. 5 1 Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten of God, and everyone, who agape loves him, that is begot, agape loves him also that is begotten of him. 5 2 Hereby we know, that we agape love the children of God, when we agape love God, and do his commandments. 5 3 4 This is the agape love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. 5 4 For everyone that is begotten of God overcomes the world of sin, and this is the victory, that has overcome the sin of the world, even our faith. 5 5 And who is he that overcomes the world of sin, but he, that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? 5 6 This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water, and with the blood. 5 7 And it is the Spirit, that bears witness, because the Spirit is the truth. 5 8 For there are three who bear witness, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and the three agree in one. 5 9 If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for the witness of God is this, that he has borne witness concerning his Son. 5 10 He that believes on the Son of God has the witness in him, he that believes not God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the witness that God has borne concerning his Son. 5 11 And the witness is this, that God gave unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. 5 12 He that has the Son has the life, he that has not the Son of God has not the life. 5 13 These things have I written unto you, that you may know that you have eternal life, even unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. 5 14 And this is the boldness which we have toward him, that, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. 5 15 And if we know that he hears us whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions which we have asked of him. 5 16 If any man see his brother sinning a sin not unto death, he shall ask, and God will give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death, not concerning this do I say, that he should make request. 5 17 All illegal works against law is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. 5 18 We know, that anyone, who is begotten of God sins not, but he, that was begotten of God keeps himself, and the evil one touches him not. 5 19 We know, that we are of God, and the whole world lies in the evil one. 5 20 And we know that the Son of God is come, and has given us an understanding, that we know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God, and eternal life. 5 21 My little children, guard yourselves from idols. And 24, 1 2 John 1. The second epistle of John 1 1 The elder unto the elect young many and her children, whom I agape love in truth, and not I only, but also all they that know the truth. 1 2 For the truth's sake which abides in us, and it shall be with us forever. 1 3 Grace, mercy, peace shall be with us, from God the Father, and from Jesus Christ, the Son, of the Father, in truth and agape love. 1 4 I rejoice greatly that I have found certain of your children walking in truth, even as we received commandment from the Father. 1 5 And now I ask you, young many ecclesia, not as though I wrote to you a new commandment, but that which we had from the beginning, that we agape love one another. 1 6 And this is agape love, that we should walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, even as you heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. 1 7 4 Many deceivers are gone forth into the world, even they that confess not that Jesus Christ comes in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the antichrist. 1 8 Look to yourselves, that you lose not the things which we have wrought, but that you receive a full reward. 1 9 Anyone who goes onward, and abides not in the instructions of Christ, has not God. He that abides in the instructions, the same has both the Father, and the Son. 1 10 If anyone comes unto you, and brings not these instructions, receive him not into your house, and do not say God be with you. 1:11 For he that gives him greetings that teach a false instructions making the false claim to be from God partakes in his evil works.